Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this Monday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. And for the next 19 days, we'll be reading the Apostle Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, which was written during a difficult period in Paul's relationship with the Corinthian community. While some members of the church had made strong attacks against him, he expressed his deep longing for reconciliation. He begins this letter with a formal introduction that names him and Timothy as the ones sending the letter, and God's people in Corinth and Achaia as the ones receiving it. This greeting is followed by Paul's thanksgiving prayer to God for comfort in times of great suffering. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and from our brother Timothy, to the church of God in Corinth, and to all God's people throughout Achaia, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all of our troubles, so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Just as we have a share in Christ's many sufferings, so also through Christ we share in God's great help. If we suffer, it is for your help and salvation. If we are helped, then you too are helped, and even given the strength to endure with patience the same sufferings that we also endure. So our help in you is never shaken. We know that just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in the help we receive. We want to remind you, friends, of the trouble we had in the province of Asia. The burdens laid upon us were so great and so heavy that we gave up all hope of staying alive. We felt that the death sentence had been passed on us, but this happened so that we should rely not on ourselves, but only on God who raises the dead. From such terrible dangers of death as He saved us and will save us, and we have placed our hope in Him that He will save us again, as you help us by means of your prayers for us. So it will be that the many prayers for us will be answered, and God will bless us, and many will raise their voices to Him in thanksgiving for us. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, where Paul writes, He helps us in all our trouble, so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. You know, this passage of Scripture was written in a very difficult time in the church, a lot of persecution going on. Paul himself being persecuted by the church, mainly by what we call the Judaizers, the people who followed along after him, and then tried to pervert the church by telling them that the people must first become Jewish believers before they can be saved by the name of Jesus. And there were a lot of false teachings going on, and when Paul stood up to protect the sanctity of the gospel message, he was greatly withstood, rebuked. He was hated. And so here he is writing to the people who owe him their very salvation in hopes that he can mend the break between them, and they can all continue to grow in Christ. Let's pray. Loving God, whenever and wherever your people suffer, you suffer with them. Empower your followers to aid and to bring comfort to those who are suffering. Open my eyes and heart this day to those in need, and may your love and justice reign throughout the world. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time this Monday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 24, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians of the change in his travel plans. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.